Right. Sure. No, I understand why there's there's obviously a lot of data usage, but I'm trying to work out if O2 are reliable. You know, if we should stick with O2 basically, because I'm also in the process of unlocking my phone. If it's going to be like this, as you say, I'm going to jump to another operator. I'm not that fast to switch. But if you say it's going to be improved and we won't have problems again for the next few weeks, But that's not my concern, really. I mean, if you're going to sell an iPhone to do... Right. Okay. Okay. No, I understand what you're saying. So you're saying since yesterday... Sorry, just to clarify, trying to get my head around what's going on. You're saying yesterday these works improved and this area should now work again. Because, as I said earlier, our phones still aren't working. We have reset it. We have reset the baseband. We have updated... Okay. Sure. Okay. So, can you tell us when our phones will start being useful again? Because at the moment, they're really not. Yeah. We've done that a number of times. We've reset the baseband. We've reinstalled the firmware. We've reset the phones. We've done everything that we're pretty technical people. Apparently, one person turned 3G off, and that improves it slightly, but. If I'm honest, that's not really a satisfactory, Right. Right, so it's a network issue. Sure, so can I ask why I'm paying you to provide this network for a service that you're not providing then? Because I'm paying a contract subscription for you to provide a phone service. Does that make sense? Yeah. No, sure, I'm not asking Francis, I'm asking what can I do about it? Because I'm paying £30 a month or so for you to provide a phone service that I'm not getting. I mean, that doesn't seem odd. I mean, you tell me, I understand what your standpoint is, that there's so many iPhones that they're not working, especially in central London. But the way I see it is I'm paying you a set amount, and you've said to me that you'll provide a phone service for that. For you to turn around and say, actually, because there's too many iPhone users, we can't do that. I don't see why I should be paying you £30 a month to do that. Well, no, but you've just said to me that because there's so many iPhone users, it won't work all the time. Now, the problem I've got is I'm paying you £30 a month to provide a telephone service. And you've just said to me that because there are so many iPhone users, it's... Right. You mean a different maker phone? Well, I bought the tariff to run the iPhone specifically. I bought the whole thing because it was an iPhone. If you couldn't support it, why did you sell it to me? Okay, but I'm, as I keep saying, and I mean I keep saying this and getting a strange answer, I'm paying money for you to provide a phone service that I'm not getting. I'm a bit surprised that you're just turning around and saying put it into a different phone.
Well,
I went into the shop a year ago, said I'd like an iPhone, please, and you were very happy to take my money. Give me a phone and say, yeah, there you go, and make me sign a contract to say I pay, X amount for the next 18 months. Yeah, no, I know. So we both have obligations in that. No, I know. That's what I'm saying. The contract between us and me is for me to pay money and you to provide a telephone service, which you're not doing. And regardless of what phone it is, me to not be able to make or receive calls means I'm not able to use a telephone. Now, I suppose that begs the question, what am I paying for? Right, but I can't use it, as I've just said. For the past few weeks, while I'm in the office, I'm unable to make calls. What am I paying for? So is there a known outage ongoing now? There isn't. So there isn't a... Well, I've just reset my phone. I've just rebooted it. I've slid the thing. It's switched off. Press the button, booted it up again. I did that, not but... There's four other people. One of them's on Pay As You Go. I mean, I don't know how that affects them. Two of them are on contract ones. One of them's a 3G. They're all iPhones, but three of them are 3Gs. Mine's a 3GS. Okay. Right, okay. Thank you.
You happy now?
No, she's logging an outage with network services. She's saying, there's so many iPhones, we just can't handle the data. It's like, well, why did you sell it to me then, that you know, on the printer that you could handle the data? She's like, there's so many iPhones, we just can't handle the data. Take your SIM card, put it in a different phone, and it'll start working. No? Is it still not working?